But it's nothing quite so dramatic. It's Worlds Collide. I've got the two performers here, Dr. Jordan Neiman and Wayne Mizutani. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Doing all great, right. John. Nice building. I love this new place.
That's right. You haven't been here, have you?
It smells good.
Yeah. Smells better than the other one. It burned down.
Oh.
Well, it was a drill for the South Kalispell Fire Department.
Yeah, and they got their value out of it, so good deal. So talk with this to me about Worlds Collide. What this is all about, why?
It was the manager with Alora Scher, and she came out as name. And it was, I thought it was brilliant because I was originally inviting Pablo Stravinsky from the son of the Igor Stravinsky coming here to play with me. Then he got a health issue, so I had to he had to cancel it. And then I was thinking I'm on the verge of canceling the concert, and certainly the name being suggested, Dr. Jordan Neiman. Mm-hmm. And then so 2 weeks ago, we finally got a chance to meet each other. And then we just clicked really well. And then it was such a blessing to have him in the concert.
So we have the doctor in our presence, huh?
The doctor is in.
Well, we haven't had a chance to meet Dr. Jordan Neiman, so talk with us. Give us a little bit on your background.
Well, I'm from Kalispell originally. I graduated from Flathead, and then I left off to go around the country for school for the last... 12 years, and then I taught for 2 years, and then I just decided to move back.
Really?
All right.
And so are you teaching now?
Yes. Teaching quite a bit, yeah. I have some students, you know, that I kept online, and I have some students locally, so.
All right.
It's great.
So you graduated from Flathead?
Yep.
Go Braves.
Yeah.
Braves. All right. Very cool. So you teach piano?
Yes, teach piano, mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So you guys had never met, huh?
Never. I heard about him from playing with a Glacier Symphony some time ago. Mm-hmm. And then so, and a friend knowing his parents. And then also one of another friend gave me his name at the same time, which is I thought that has to be some...
the name keeps coming up.
Exactly. Then I keep thinking then when I see him, I kind of made the common mistake. I thought he's native, you know.
Yeah.
But then you tell me he was from Korea.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Did not know
yes.
that.
Adopted Korean here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got to stop here just a minute because all this talk about China and everything, you know, you grew up there and you lived there for so many years. What are you thinking about all this?
It's like it's the last push of the party. Is that they want to, they just... Basically, they have a lot of, I mean, I've just been honest, they just have so many inside problems. So they try to create all the dilemmas from outside to get people's attention so nobody could pay attention. There was the big problem inside.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You and I have talked many times, Wai, about how you were taught violin and the way that your learning experience.
Yeah.
Very different from the way you teach.
That is very true because, you know, I didn't want to go through with anybody else. I mean, I didn't want my student to go through what I went through.
Tell us, for those who maybe don't know, tell us about how you learned.
Well, the learning process was not because it's hard training. It's just better. It's a lack of information, lack of resources. So you had to ride a bike for an hour and a half, go to a library, kind of memorize the music and go home, write it down, and then... Each pieces you learn with by memories, not because you want to practice your memory mm-hmm. power, but it just literally because you don't have the resources to have a music.
And they were quite hard on you, weren't they?
They are because you memorize one round note, you get like slap in your face.
Oh, jeez.
Literally.
Tough love.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your learning experience like?
I was fortunate to have great teachers. I studied with Kay Lund and Whitefish for like 12 years. And then after that, I would describe my teachers as being old school for the most part. So, and there was a lot of tough love. I've, you know, thought about quitting a few times, but I stuck with it. And I speaking of teaching, you know, I like to be nicer to my students than my teachers were to me. So, yeah.
That's nice. Same situation.
It's interesting that you both would say that. I know in Wise case, they were very rough on you.
Well, they're, you know, they're verbally abusive, you know, but you had to kind of go through it. He knows that too.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. There were, you know, times where you leave a piano lesson, not only feeling like you can't play the piano, but like you're also like a bad person or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Criminals, you know.
That's gracious. Now, you are a doctor. That means you have a PhD in music?
Yes, it's actually a DMA, Doctor of Musical Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and where did you go to get that?
That was at University of Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
the Conservatory of Music there. So,
wow.
Where I had a great teacher.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so what brought you back to the Flathead?
It was really, you know, aside from my folks living here, it was just... I sat in my apartment for like a year and a half when the pandemic started happening, and there was nowhere to go. And I thought it came time to renew my lease. And I thought, man, I don't know if I can take another year of this. So I came back to Kalispell, and I seriously went fishing every day for like a month and a half. Yeah, it was so great. And having moved back, I don't know, it's just so beautiful out.
So do you miss Skyline Chili?
Oh, geez.
That's a Cincinnati thing.
Yeah,
I lived
yeah.
there for about 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
Robin worked at WSAI in Cincinnati.
So, oh, okay, yeah.
yeah.
Mid-70s, though. You,
yeah.
Yeah, you weren't even a gleam in someone's eye yet.
Yeah.
All right, let's get down to it. You guys got a concert coming up this Sunday.
Yes, we are having the concert. We just two of us. And then it's the first time I was, playing just for 2 weeks, and I realized how with the capability this guy, I want to have to call him Kid, because one time we went out, like, oh, that's your dad, it's like, I'm his grandfather. But anyways, so the pieces that he can handle, which is like, and you know, I never had experience with people, I'm gonna say here, but for a long time. And so we are basically putting a lot of never heard of it, first time we in this town playing those difficult, legendary virtuoso pieces with him together. It will be a fun experience, definitely.
Okay, now the Worlds Collide moniker, where did that come from?
There was the idea of starting from the music, I think. And then it goes on to, because the Stravinsky is from Russia.
Right.
And then I'm from the other Iron Curtain, two Iron Curtain people, you know, kind of collides in the free country. So I think that's a little freedom things behind for a music. You can finally, you know, be in the same place, and otherwise instead fighting, but we're playing. But now here's another interesting world collide with still kind of fit into the name.
Yeah.
What pieces have you chosen to play? Have you chosen to play?
He's doing the some piano solos and like a Debussy, like a Scarlatti from, you know, the Baroque times, and then also the some romantic piece like Schubert. And I would be putting all the like Tartini's Devil's Trio, which is then very massively demanding physically pieces. And also with Paganini, with also Vinyasky.
It's a huge program.
It's like having like a 2x10-course meal at the same time.
Well, the thing about why, you probably figured this out. Once he gets started, he doesn't like to stop.
Yeah, he was describing the program, and he said, okay, and then we'll end with Brahms' Hungarian Rhapsody number 7 and 5. And I thought, okay, that's good. And then he said, then that'll be intermission. And then...
Now you think about, I need coffee for this.
So you're going to return to Flathead High School to do this?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in the auditorium?
Well, the last time I was in there, it was blue, and now it's orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a new piano there, which is an amazing piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has to be years, maybe 10 years, you know, since I was in there.
Mm-hmm. New seats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you probably won't care about, but.
Yeah.
And new lighting.
Yeah.
New piano.
And new sound.
Piano.
Yeah, it really sounds great in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I remind people that Flathead High School Auditorium, or Performance Hall, as they prove to call it now, Harry Truman spoke. Where you guys are going to be playing. Harry Truman once stood there. And he came and spoke to us. And I know that because my dad was there. And I, I was 3 years old. I don't remember much about it, yeah. Of course. But he did, and he was here because he was dedicating the Hungry Horse Dam. Hmm.
Was he the one staying at the Grand Hotel?
I believe
the downtown
he did,
Grand
yes.
Hotel.
I believe he did, yes. But Harry Truman was standing on the very stage where you guys will be performing
different,
this Sunday.
Different time when he was president. After he left the presidency, he drove back to Missouri.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a model team.
Okay, yeah. This is a great event. $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, those under 10 for free. If you'd like to get tickets, you can call 406-212-9515, or you can purchase them at the door the day of the event. And it's just a great thing you guys are putting together.
Coming up this Sunday.
It's good. Mm. It's really fun for for being collaborating with such a young talent in this town, mm-hmm. and share the music with the people in this town. That was the biggest dream for me. And not only that, I also have such a great support from Ray Thompson, the Thompson Positions, and sponsored the whole concert. Mm-hmm. And also a couple very generous lady, Colleen and Reiner.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of know, and then also Pat Lettrell. You know, they were so supportive. I'm really thankful for their kick in for their support.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
Well, that's this weekend, this Sunday.
That's right, this Sunday.
Doors open at 2:30, and
you guys are going to get started at 3.
Yeah.
And you're just going to keep on going until you're done.
Yep.
We'll check in with you Monday morning, see how it's going.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Jordan Neiman and Y. Mitsotani. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Robin.
KGEZ 2020 News Time, 9:49.